So, Nigel, let me ask you this. At what point in that Pacers game last night did you say, screw this, I'm done?
Probably about, I don't know, 2 minutes left to go in the half. I don't know. First half. I mean, hey, look, the Pacers made a decent comeback last night. They got it to what? Within?
They cut it to 12.
12.
They were down by 30 made an amazing run to cut it to 12.
I'm trying to sound positive. I'm trying to have a positive tone here. But yeah, when you're saying, hey, you know, they cut it to 12. Yeah, that doesn't sound so hot.
That was such a disgusting game last night. Like, I woke up early. Like, I started drinking, you know, tequila sunrise mimosas in the morning.
That was impressive.
My game plan all day was, all right, we got the IndyCar Grand Prix. We got Dega. You know, Cubs are playing. Dega. We've got NBA playoffs. The Pacers tonight. This is going to be a great day. And, man, 5 minutes into that game, I knew this was not going to be their night. That was such a bad first half by the Pacers. Dame Lillard popped off for 35 in the first half, and everybody not named Pascal Siakam looked like they were scared to death to be out there for the Pacers. So if you missed it last night, total blowout. Bucks dominated, even with their best player not playing in the game because Giannis is hurt. So what we've done here at the Hammer and Nigel Show is we've taken Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle and his post-game press conference, and we've turned it into a very sad, very depressing, muddy water-style blues song.
No. First half was embarrassing. Woo! It was ugly, and we all own it. No excuses. I'm not making excuses. We looked inexperienced.
Yep.
We were very poor. Got to be way, way better. I don't know what the loose ball count was, but it had to be horribly atrocious.
It was.
Competitively, we've got to step it up to a much higher level.
That pretty much sums up everything that took place on that court last night.
Ugh.
All right. Game 2 coming up on Tuesday.